Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Hello and welcome to Atlanta Technology Leaders radio show. This is a WIT special edition. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson, and seated alongside me is the Executive Director of WIT, Sandy Welfare. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good. Welcome back to the studio once again. So what's new and exciting over there with WIT Atlanta?
It's pretty much all things Women in Technology Awards next month.
That's right. So you're ramping up for the big event down at the Georgia Aquarium next month. Tickets still available for folks?
Tickets and sponsorship are still available.
Very good. So make sure you go to mywit.org for more information about the event itself or how you can get involved. And so you're working day to day diligently on uncovering every stone on the path to the big event come up in November. So can you talk about how long does that take to put together? Do you start working on it immediately after last year's event, or do you ramp up 6 months ahead of time?
Oh, we started in March.
You did.
Yeah. So pretty much we need about 9 months to make it happen.
9 months. And you put together a panel of past winners to judge this year's nominees for Women of the Year?
Some are past winners, but mostly are people who are in the tech field who really have a good sense of the various leaders that we have as well.
Okay, very good. So those who are not familiar, which you should be, Women in Technology in Atlanta puts careers on the fast track for women in those careers out there, from young girls in the Girl Scout age all the way up to recent graduates of college. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And so you have several varieties of programs out there. We encourage you to get involved and learn more information about that. Also joining us in the studio today is Tanya Egans. She is Executive Director of Cool Girls. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm well. Thank you, Ryan. How are you?
I'm excellent. And so Cool Girls, tell us about that, please.
So Cool Girls is a 26-year-old nonprofit organization here in Atlanta. We are dedicated to the empowerment of girls, actually the self-empowerment of girls, and inspiring them to change their worlds.
Yeah, Atlanta-based nonprofit organization founded in 1989. Dedicated to the self-empowerment of girls from Atlanta's toughest neighborhoods.
That's right.
You know, not just, the high-profile elite girls, maybe, but some people who need that help more than others.
Right, exactly. Our girls don't necessarily have the resources to be involved in Girl Scouts or other organizations where there's a cost associated or if they have to actually go to a facility. So at Cool Girls, we remove all barriers and we meet the girls where they are.
And you teach them about specifically the science and technology arena, everything from gaming to coding, design, graphic design and science, all of that, right?
Absolutely. Cool Tech is definitely a component of what we do at Cool Girls. So it's an opportunity for us to sort of bridge that gap, not just with in terms of gender, but also the economic gap between the haves and the have-nots, if you will. So we want to make sure that our girls are, you know, they have the tools to compete in this whole technology game. And so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Cool Girls. What's the website if more people want to get information?
It's www.thecoolgirls.org.
Thecoolgirls.org. Yes. And how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization for 14 years.
Have you really?
Yes, 14 years.
Wow.
This is my first year as executive director.
Okay.
But yes, I have been with the organization for almost half of its existence.
And do you have a science or technology background yourself?
No, I absolutely don't. So I learn with the girls,
yes.
Actually. I learn with them. And actually, none of the staff do. So we really depend on our community partners like WIT and Delta, who actually create opportunities for our girls and come up with a curriculum for us to facilitate.
Now, when it comes to helping these girls, how do they find you or how do you find them? Is word out in the outreach community, or can a girl just kind of knock on the door and say, I want to learn more? How do you come together?
If they attend one of our 8 schools, if they attend one of the schools that we have a program site at, then they are absolutely eligible to be a part of the program.
Very good. And what are some of those programs in more detail, if you could, that you have to offer?
Sure. Well, the crux of what we do is Girls Club. So that's what the girls get most of the time. That's the after school component of Cool Girls. That's where they learn life skills, everything from, you know, learning what's happening with your body to conflict resolution to healthy relationships, all of those things that you won't get in a traditional classroom setting. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Right. So we feel if you have that found, if you don't have that foundation, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to excel academically. Mm-hmm. So we want to give the girls the foundation in terms of increasing their self-esteem, their self-worth, so they know that they can, you know, they can surpass anything that's standing in their way.
Very good. And you start with the girls at age like 12, 13, you said?
No, we start as young as 7.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So you have programs for the youngsters all the way up to how old?
Until they are young women, as a matter of fact. And then once we, you know, we have a high school component. Once they complete that or graduate from high school, then we provide scholarships for them. And so now we're seeing a lot of those girls graduate from college and come back and volunteer and become donors. So it's literally full circle.
Once you start a cool girl, you're always a cool girl.
Once a cool girl, always a cool girl.
That sounds like it there. And a great organization, a good staff of people putting together these programs for the young girls all the way to the career-minded individual female. So what other organizations do you partner with out there to help cool girls?
Well, in addition to WIT, of course, we partner with our schools. Mm-hmm. And then we rely on a lot of civic organizations, the Atlanta Association of University Women, Delta, PNC. A lot of the organizations have women affinity groups. I'm scared to name names, going to leave somebody off. But we really, really rely on a lot of our corporate and civic and social organizations to help us do what we do. It's only 7 staff, and we serve 300 girls a year. So we can't do it without the help of our volunteers.
No, I imagine. So it's a great network of individuals and corporations coming together to support the mission of Cool Girls. Are there other events that you guys have outside of the regular programming that people could possibly attend or get involved with?
Ooh, yes. As a matter of fact, we are preparing for our holiday extravaganza.
Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, that's coming up December 12th. So this is an opportunity for our girls to have a shopping day, if you will. So based on their attendance, based on their behavior, if you will, the girls have an opportunity to accumulate points. And so we turn one of our schools into like a little shopping mall, if you will. And our partners have an opportunity to do toy drives, winter accessories, books, school supplies, and the girls actually get to use their points to shop. And so that is a lot of fun. It's not just that. It's also a day of arts and crafts and dancing. It's just a lot of fun.
So people can get involved to donate their time or resources to help these girls have a shopping extravaganza based on how good they're behaving and working towards their goals as well. So
that exactly
sounds like a good thing. Somebody should donate a lot of computers and everything science
tablets,
and technology. Yeah, that's right.
Smartphones.
Yeah, wearables, you know, whatever these girls need. You know, they don't need to spend too much money on anything else so they can continue their mission at science and technology arena. How can people get involved? Yeah, Sandy.
I was just going to say that I am still a volunteer with Cool Girls. I started in 1995, so Tanya and I have known each other a long, very long time. Mm-hmm. But the Cool Sister Mentoring Program is the piece that allows me to stay connected to them, and that's their one-on-one mentoring program, because we're really seeing particularly young girls needing that level of support. And Tanya can probably elaborate on the girls who go through Cool Scholars through high school really need that level of support getting into colleges and applying and doing all those things. So she's got a gem, you know, a gem for these girls just in terms of the organization.
Well, I had no idea you've been volunteering for so long with the organization yourself. And so you have seen it evolve just as she's evolved in her role over there after these 14 years. You know, what are some of the highlights recently that you've seen from Cool Girls, or some success stories of an individual you may could share?
Well, I think if Tanya were to probably just share some of the stories around the Cool Scholar young ladies who have moved on to college. So take Linda Lowe, who's just started at University of Georgia. You know, here's someone who really started the program probably third or fourth grade, and is now, starting her higher education at a university that many people can't get into, but she clearly had the grades to make it happen.
That's fantastic.
And so it's all those stories of when we see Linda in 4 years' time and she comes back and she's a volunteer. That's all the good stuff and exciting stuff.
Yeah, we should put a whole program of those together one day.
Absolutely.
Have them all come in here and share their stories, and have some of the young girls come in too, and they can hear that story from that successful girl who's utilized those all those things that Cool Girls has to offer. So if someone wants to get involved with Cool Girls, how would they do so?
Please go on our website at www.thecoolgirls.org. There's a volunteer tab. Start there, fill it out, come to one of our volunteer orientations, and then you can hear more about our programs. As Sandy talked about, Cool Sisters is one of our gems. She refers to it as the cherry on top, and we still use that term because that's when we have other volunteers actually continue to reinforce the lessons that we've taught the girls since they've been in second grade. Sandy started with her Cool Sister when she was in third grade, and she's now a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. And so we have several different programs. I haven't talked about all of them, but please go to the website.
The website, whether you're a corporation and you want to give back, or you're an individual who want to volunteer, or perhaps you're a young girl who's looking to sign up, all of that information can be found there.
Yes, there's space for everyone at Cool Girls.
Well, thank you, Tanya, for joining us and talking about Cool Girls. Please stick around. We're going to keep you in the conversation here as we turn our attention for the moment here to Susan Landrum. She is Program and Outreach Director for Vox Atlanta. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about Vox Atlanta and what's the mission over there.
Vox is Atlanta's place for uncensored teen publishing, and our vision is to be the place where teens speak and Atlanta listens. So we are an after-school and youth development organization with a focus on journalism and publishing. The teens that we serve, ages 13 to 19, come into our space after school and on weekends and produce content for our website as well as three print publications per year that's distributed to organizations and schools throughout Atlanta. We have recently joined the rest of the 21st century and moving into a much more digital online publishing format, and WIT helped fund that process as we moved towards developing a new website and involving girls in that planning process. But we are excited to be much more in the digital sphere and recognize that in the media world, that's where you need to be to meet teens.
So for any young, inspiring, aspiring writer, essentially, whether it's a journalist or somebody who wants to write a fiction book or maybe an autobiography, writing is really at the core there.
Writing is at the core, self-expression in general. So as, you know, media changes, we recognize that that takes many different vehicles, from filmmaking to photography to creative expression like poetry and narrative fiction. Certainly writing has always been at the core of what Vox is and what we do, but we are really seeing ourselves as a place for publishing, and that can take on many different forms.
Certainly this day and age, you know, digitally, there's blogs everywhere on any given subject, you know, from every level of expert or not expert wanting to give their opinion. So how does the blogging play into some of these young kids and their writings?
Right, exactly. So while we do say that we are an uncensored publication, we do have adult editors on staff as well as adult volunteers who support our teens in the publishing process. So our teens are imbued brought up in journalistic ethics. So the things that you see on our website are thought through and edited with adult support and peer-to-peer support by teens. So we want to balance the fun content as well as the serious resources for teens out in the community so that we're reaching teens in ways that are constructive for their lives in the long term, as well as bringing them some content that's fun and brightens their days.
Very interesting. And I see that you're on Twitter, Vox Rocks, A-T-L. That's V-O-X-R-O-X-A-T-L.
Exactly.
So make sure you're following them there. Also, you have voxatl.com, the website for the content for the teens, but foxatl.org if you want to get involved or more information about the organization. Can you talk a little bit about the name Vox? What's the meaning behind that?
So Vox is 22 years old, so we're legal. and we were founded in 1993 by our founder, Rachel Alterman Wallach, and a group of teens in Atlanta who realized that there just wasn't an uncensored place for teens to express themselves. And so they came together and decided that Atlanta needed a teen publication, and they called it Vox, which is Latin for the term, for the word voice.
There you go. Right.
Exactly.
And here we are speaking our voices on the radio. So now we know Vox, it's a great place for you teens to have a voice.
Absolutely.
Out there. Now let's talk about WIT Atlanta and how you partner with them. And where's the crossover there?
Well, WIT, we are a new grand partner with WIT this year. We were so grateful to have them jump on board as we were making the shift towards digital publishing. And they namely supported the planning process and rolling out of our brand new VoxATL.com, which is a relaunch of our website that hosts teen content as well as resources for teens in the community. And without WIT's funding, we wouldn't have been able to provide a space for teens to be involved in the planning process of the website. Everything from how it looks on teens' phones, because we know that teens are showing each other their phones and not computers anymore, to being able to roll that out and host the content online. So everything that WIT did to support that is just instrumental in getting us to where we need to be.
That sounds like an excellent partnership, and certainly that is not a easy undertaking when you have to go through all that redesign and relaunch of the website. So I'm sure they were a huge support in that area. So any events for you at Vox or coming up for this year that people can look forward to?
Absolutely. So we are on the verge of our annual homecoming dance and awards dinner. Our big fundraiser every year, which this year it's November 7th at the Loudermilk Center downtown, is a homecoming dance for adults. It's an opportunity for us to showcase our teens. They are ambassadors at the event and highlight the work that they do throughout the year, as well as we get to crown a homecoming king and queen. And we also induct members of Vox's past into the Vox Hall of Fame. So people who've had a real impact on the organization throughout its 20-year history. It's going to be a really fun night. And so I encourage anyone to jump on the website and figure out a way to buy tickets. But it's November 7th.
November 7th. Tickets are still available.
They are.
You can go to the website. Was it voxatl.com or voxatl.org?
I would go to voxatl.org, but information is on both.
Very good. So you cannot get lost if you're looking for VoxATL. Any other organizations that you like to partner with? And we know WIT's been a big benefactor there, but anyone else that has been instrumental in your success?
Well, obviously, WIT has been hugely instrumental in the rolling out of the website. We have a number of volunteers and great support from Turner and CNN Media and Publishing, and their ability to also be on the edge of cutting edge media has their adults support our teens in numerous ways.
Very good. Yeah, big organization like that. And so if people want to get involved with Vox at an organizational level or an individual, how can they do so?
VoxATL.org. There's a volunteer button right at the top, and it will tell you ways that you can get involved as a mentor to publishing or to media creation in any way.
And so just how's that volunteer process like? Do you have to go through a big application or, you know, do you come out on an afternoon? How would that look?
There's a small application to fill out. And then we would ask you to come to the space and take a tour and see it and sit in on a teen pitch meeting. So you would get to see the teen journalists in action and see what's burning on their hearts and minds. And then we would match you with a teen specific to the needs of their project. So you could be helping them coach through a story, or you could be helping them, if you're interested, do video editing, whatever skills are needed in that particular project.
Yeah, Vox Teen Communications, in addition to producing the newspaper, blog, website, Vox Teen Communication serves Metro Atlanta teens through a variety of programs that emphasizes the role of communication in youth development. These include programs created and administered by Vox, as well as partnerships with other organizations and nonprofits. So definitely encourage people to get educated themselves on Vox. If you have a teen who is interested in writing, maybe it's a great outlet for them. So thank you so much, Susan Landrum, for taking time out of your day to join us on the program.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Very good. And please stick with us. We're going to talk a little more about WIT and about STEM and how we can all kind of come together as a community to continue the good work there. So Sandy, back to you for a moment. We were talking about women in technology and what it has to offer. You got the big awards coming up this year. But if we could go more into detail about some of the other programs about WIT Girls, WIT Campus, or WIT Forums.
Well, really, I wanted to make sure these ladies were highlighted today because they both work for two organizations that we funded earlier this year. And I really want to talk through the WIT Foundation has a focus on girls, trying to get more girls into the STEM fields. And so it's very good to hear their story and what their organizations are doing, but more importantly, letting people find ways that they can partner. Of course, our big event is Women of the Year, the WIT Awards, that's coming up November 19th at the Georgia Aquarium. And this is where we're celebrating women who are in leadership positions, small, medium, and large companies. And pretty much we're down to the final nine. And so from those nine in each three categories, we get one winner per category. So other than that, we have a wonderful partnership going on with Emory Continuing Education for our professional development. Mm-hmm. It has gone off without a hitch. We ended up with higher numbers than we anticipated, so it was a very good launch for our first semester of programs.
Excellent. That is good news. Thank you for sharing there. Let's talk about STEM for a moment and how these get these girls excited or interested in it. So you reach them at a young age. You feel that is one of the keys to success in continuing a girl in that educational and career field.
Yeah, I think most studies are showing that if a girl doesn't really grasp in science, technology, engineering, and math in middle school, there's a very slight chance that she will continue on, and I'd be interested to hear what these ladies say.
Yeah, Tanya, if you could, tell us your thoughts on that and what you see these girls. How do they get excited about STEM?
Absolutely. To Sandy's point, studies do show that actually girls are strong in science, math, and technology up until around middle school. Mm-hmm. It's when they're not as comfortable. They're, you know, boys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at Cool Girls, we think if you create a safe space for them to fail, if you will, then, you know, they'll come out stronger.
Interesting. So, yeah, that's a great perspective there. Mm-hmm. And Susan, your thoughts, what are some of the challenges you see that young girls today? Is there not enough outreach? I mean, I hear about it almost mm-hmm. every month with the Wit in here, but are they not exposed to it in other areas, the young girls?
I think that making technology accessible to them in ways that informs their future planning. I think that sometimes girls seeing the usability of a skill set in real time, but also plugging them into ways that can inform their future is really mm-hmm. important.
So you think going forward, just having more outlets for these young mm-hmm. girls is really mm-hmm. good, a good asset to have.
Absolutely.
And developing these young girls, because we need more of them as the workforce mm-hmm. grows and mm-hmm. people get into these careers. So do you see that there's a drop off, though, when they are young and they're interested, and by the time they hit their early teens or late teens, that they're not interested anymore?
That's exactly what it is. They just sort of lose interest. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be intentional mm-hmm. about exposing them to that. And I think that we're getting better over mm-hmm. time with organizations like WIT who mm-hmm. start in the classroom to the boardroom. Mm-hmm. And so if we expose the girls early on and be intentional about it, and then make sure that technology companies are doing the same and supporting those efforts, mm-hmm. then I think we're on the right track.
I think you're right, too. I had a young person tell me the other day that they don't do email anymore. That email was past them. That I thought, wait a minute now. I thought email was essential in communicating in this day and age in business, but they only do text messaging or Snapchat or this, that, and the other. So
I can attest to that. As somebody who tries to email teens all the time, they don't use email.
Well, we got to figure out something to get to these kids for sure. So So Sandy, any final thoughts from you on about the big event or getting young girls involved in STEM at an early age and how it's so important, like WIT, to continue the mission that you guys are doing?
I mean, this year we're really honing in on trying to get to our mission of from the classroom to the boardroom as it relates to getting more girls excited mm-hmm. about science, technology, engineering, and math. And I think we really got to change that idea. It's all about programming. It's all about coding. There's so many mm-hmm. aspects of how mm-hmm. someone can come into a technology field that relates to STEM across many mm-hmm. across many boards. Our upcoming WIT Forum is all on automotive and how automotives now need technology engineers. I mean, I would have never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. But if you think about how your car works, you need your Bluetooth, you need mm-hmm. all these various things that really relate to a software that's running your car. And so the whole dynamic is changing. And I think that we've got to expose girls to more of these opportunities so that they are aware. I don't necessarily have to sit and code. I could actually mm-hmm. go work for Porsche mm-hmm. and be a part of the design of the new minivan mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just opening their minds and just getting them to see that the box, there's so many things that are in the box and there's so many things outside of the box.
Yeah, as the landscape changes out there, it's great for WIT to stay plugged in and continuing to evolve in how they're helping girls. And part of that mission, again, is 50-50 by 2020. That's another step. You guys are working hard every day to make sure that happens. So we'll probably have you back on the show then to talk about the success of that campaign. So Sandy Welfare, Executive Director of WIT. If people want to find out more information about you or your services, how would they do so?
Go to mywit.org and you can find out all you need to find out on our programs as well as WITS Women of the Year awards coming up next month.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time out. Great to see you again, Sandy.
Good to see you, Ryan.
Tanya Agins from Cool Girls. You now are executive director after 14 years with the organization.
Yes.
And you guys are growing still and helping so many young girls out there. So keep up the good work. If people wanted to get involved or learn more about your organization, how would they do so?
Check out our website, www.thecoolgirls.org. Everything you need to know can be found there. And we do new volunteer orientations bi-monthly.
Okay.
You can just fill out the volunteer application and we'll send you everything you need. We'll make it as easy as we can to get you involved.
Nice. And also that big event coming up in December. So yes. The shopping spree for the girls who work hard and stay out of trouble, they are going to get go out there and splurge so people can volunteer or donate their time or money to that cause as well.
That is right.
Very good. So thank you so much, Tanya. Look forward to hearing more great things from Cool Girls as we go on. And
thank
Susan
you.
Landrum, Program Outreach Director from Vox. So thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to come down here as well and tell us again how people can find out more.
Absolutely. Thank you. For teens in the Atlanta area, go to voxatl.com and check out content that is written by you and for you. For adults, check out voxatl.org to see how you can get involved with the organization as a volunteer or supporter. And we would love to see you at our Homecoming Dance and Awards dinner on November 7th.
Very good. Go to their website. Get signed up today. Remind our listeners that Cool Girls and Vox are both organizations are 2015 grant recipients of the WIT Foundation, the WIT Foundation, and they share what their organizations do to support girls in STEM. So that's great news. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Atlanta Business or Atlanta Technology Leaders Show WIT Special Edition. So if your company is out there doing something interesting to serve your market and your community, reach out to us directly on the webpage at www.businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.